The opposition to Israeli settlements in the West Bank has evolved a new tactic, a mounting campaign against settlement companies and products. There's been a rise in anti-Israeli sentiment among consumer union and activist groups, particularly in Europe. Now, Europe's highest court is considering a recommendation to strip all tariff concessions from products made in West Bank settlements. And the Dutch government is cracking down on settlement firms that market their products as made in Israel. Middle East correspondent Anne Barker filed this report.
Ahava's secret of youth.
Ahava is the Hebrew word for love, but it's also one of Israel's most recognisable brand names. Its skin and beauty products come from the mineral-rich mud of the Dead Sea.
One of the most amazing secrets of the universe is hidden 400 metres below sea level.
An international advertising campaign has helped Ahava carve a lucrative niche in the European market under a Made in Israel label. But in reality, Ahava's products are manufactured at Mitzpeh Shelem, a Jewish settlement in the West Bank. Under international law, it's occupied Palestinian territory, and Israel is illegally exploiting the natural resource for its own profit.
Don't buy Ahava!
Protesters recently staged demonstrations against Ahava shops and cosmetics in Europe and Washington. Ahava's response is the Dead Sea and its treasures are international and don't belong to one nation. But now the Dutch government has ordered an investigation to confirm whether or not Ahava's products are indeed made on occupied land.
We know for sure that they are located in the northwest shore of the Dead Sea, which is occupied by Israel since 67.
Adam Keller represents Gush Shalom, a pro-peace organisation that campaigns against Jewish settlements. He wants other European authorities to follow the Dutch lead and crack down on settlement companies that falsely claim their goods are from Israel.
We know that there are quite a few cases where companies open a sales office inside the pre-67 territory and they write that address as the address from which the products come, where actually they come from the West Bank.
There are at least 120 Jewish settlements in the West Bank and scores of settlement companies that produce everything from food and wine to furniture, flowers and electronics. Much of it is exported to Europe, but that might soon change. Last month, an advisor to the European Court of Justice ruled that goods made in settlements should not enjoy the same zero tariffs as other Israeli companies, but incur full customs duties. It's a decision that angers one settler, Yaakov Berg, who owns a winery in the West Bank settlement of Pesargot.
Yeah, it's something unbelievable. For example, if tomorrow morning I will sell my winery to an Arab guy, he wasn't supposed to pay. I mean, only because I'm a Jew, I'm supposed to pay.
Yaakov Berg's winery exports all over the world, and for now at least, sales are booming. But he's facing another campaign in England to force him to label his wines made in the occupied Palestinian territories. He says it's complete hypocrisy.
The same English people that want to force us, they don't have any problem to buy wine from Chinese that, you know, their worker are 5 years old, 6 years old, they're paying nothing for their workers. They don't have any problem. They just have a problem with the Jews.
These recent decisions are part of a wider campaign against trade with Israeli companies. In September, British unions voted to support a wave of boycotts and sanctions in protest against Israel's policies in the Palestinian territories. The British government cancelled plans to relocate its embassy in Israel because the new building's owner also builds the settlements in the West Bank. Recently, too, Norway divested its interests in Elbit, the Israeli security company that supplies military and surveillance technology in the West Bank. Now, even Palestinian groups have launched a consumer campaign against settlement products, which make up an estimated 15% of the West Bank market. And Adam Keller believes there's strong support inside Israel for its boycott campaign.
We have the detailed list of settlement products on our website, which we try to keep updated as much as possible. And from seeing how many people enter into this website, we see that there are tens of thousands of people who are participating in this boycott.
But Aliza Herbst from the Yesha Council, which represents the settlers, says any boycott would only backfire.
Half to two-thirds of their employees are actually Arabs, they're actually Palestinians, and As soon as there's a boycott in place, the people who are the most effective are actually the people that are supposedly being protected politically by the boycott.
And in Britain and Canada, Jewish groups have launched a counter-campaign, a so-called boycott, where they flock to stores under boycott and buy up all Israeli products. This is Anne Barker in Jerusalem for PM.